Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to Project Runway's After Show for Season 16, Episode 5. Our title this week is Descending into Good and Evil, and we saw a lot of good designs and a lot of, I don't know if I'd say evil, but a lot of bad designs too, so stick around and we'll talk all about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, yes. Got our theme music back this week. Ah,
and
yes,
the
lights.
And the lights.
Yes.
We have the lights.
I kind of feel like our studio has major Project Runway vibes
it's
in general.
Good. A little sparkly.
Hey, you guys. I'm your host, Michael Shirley, and we are here to talk about all the stuff we saw come down the catwalk tonight. And I'm joined by two of my lovely panelists.
Hello, my name is Hannah. You can follow me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker on all social media platforms.
Hey guys, my name is Maite Creo. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Maite Creo. That's MaiteCriillo _.
And you guys can catch me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. So, initial thoughts of the episode.
Well, it was a lot calmer with the twins and all, because they were separated, which is a plus for a lot of people.
Yeah. Claire was running around kind of crazy this week.
At the end, she was. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. But overall, there was more peace.
She had good reason to, in my opinion.
Unfortunately, she did. Yeah.
What about you, Maite?
There was a lot of good, bad, ugly. More ugly, I think.
Yeah.
But there were some pieces there that I thought were... We'll talk about it soon. But overall, I was kind of impressed.
Yeah. This week we had guest stars Dove Cameron and China Ann McClain from Disney's Descendants 2. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's a Disney Channel original movie. I have because I'm a total kid and I have like a ton of little cousins. And it was really cool to see that they brought this to the challenge. Yeah. Very themed this year, like super themed with the guests from the animated movie and the star of that. And now we've got this and that. That movie is all about good and evil, so that was what inspired our looks tonight. Half of the panel got good looks, and the other half got bad looks, and that was all chosen by last week's winner, Michael. What did you think about the way he doled out the sides for everyone?
I gotta say, with the twins, I wish he would have done the total opposite for them.
Right.
Like, for Claire, I wish he would have done evil, and then Sean...
Because they kind of do it the way that they were assigned. You thought he was a little too nice?
He was too nice.
Yeah, I thought he was really nice. I was surprised, because there's something, like, behind his eyes, when he's looking at the camera, he's like... He's not that nice. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, there's something that's going to come out later.
He's a mean boy inside.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Regina George.
Definitely.
Well, it was really a great inspiration sit-down for the Dungeons, too, because they went to the Lyndhurst Castle, which was just so gorgeous, and they got to just run all over and choose where to sit and make their sketches. If you were Michael, would you have given everyone... bad, like things that you would think that they wouldn't be good at in hopes to make them lose? Or would you give them fairly fair, you know, choices like Michael did this week to maybe keep you out of the line of fire in the future, you know? Because if you screw someone over, they're probably going to remember that.
I think it depends on who it is. The twins, I'm agreeing with you on the twins. Yeah. I would have done it flipped.
Made it a little harder on.
Yeah, and then everyone else probably would have gotten what I think they should have gotten.
Yeah, like Samantha. I mean, you can tell by her designs and the way that she does her work that it's more towards the evil side.
Yeah.
Like a little edgy in the dark. So he
loves princessy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like she would go more towards the evil side as opposed to the good side. So I was actually really excited for her in the very beginning. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna be able to see a little bit more about her personality come through. And
Well, the designers got 2 days for this challenge and $300 to make their outfit, which is a little longer than they've been getting. They've been getting like 1 day for stuff or like 11 hours.
Yeah.
So they had plenty of time and up until everything seemed pretty normal, but Margarita was feeling kind of boo-hooey.
Yeah.
Saying that she designs for like everyday women to make them feel beautiful, yet she says she's never designed for plus size models, so she's only, right. I'm guessing, designing for beautiful everyday women?
I don't know.
She was like contradicting herself.
Yeah, I didn't really get that. I was
thinking too much.
I think she was getting nervous because she just wants to make like cool stuff, but...
But when she relaxed...
Not cool stuff, but stuff that's... more like wearable, more stuff you would buy like at a store. But half of Project Runway is about the avant-garde, as they say.
Yeah, totally. And I actually think she did a pretty good job considering. I mean, once Tim Gunn said, oh, you know, you're in the right direction, you're doing something good here, then she snapped out of it and she was like, oh, okay, you know, and she's like, I got this.
Yeah, she went back into her comfort zone.
Yeah, she did.
She felt very confident about what she was doing.
So we didn't have a lot of turmoil with the cast this week, before and during everything. But also it's worth mentioning that Michael had immunity, so it was kind of easy for him to dole him out, because he knew that he'd be fine this week at least. Yeah. But he was pretty fair with how he did everything. Yeah. I don't know what I would have done. I don't know.
Yeah, what would you have done?
I don't know.
What about with the twins?
I would have done what... Yeah, I would have given them the princess one. I would have given her dark, and I would have given the rock and roll one light, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I need them to stop talking to one another.
Yeah, they should be like, that's,
I need that to stop. I
against
need
the to rules stop. For yes. you?
Claire. Like, can we have one challenge where they just don't talk? Shawnee!
They're not allowed to talk to each other. That's the challenge in the challenge.
Yeah.
For the twins.
Can we just talk just for a minute about that lipstick they keep wearing?
Oh. Yeah, we noticed that one.
Yeah.
What about the little hat?
It's like they put it on in the dark, I feel like. It's like kind of like all crickety at the bottom. Yeah, and they put so much on when they're like talking. It's kind of like flapping between their lips.
Okay, I'm feeling mean now.
No, they think it looks... They probably think it looks so cool and now.
Indeed.
Indeed. Yes, yes. That's a definite twin slogan. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it's about time to get into the looks. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of drama going on. But... First up, we had a look that I was just blown away. I wasn't expecting this look at all. For all of you on the podcast, we're talking about Sean's look. I gave this look 5 stars,
you guys.
I think this is my favorite thing I've seen all season.
A strong statement right there.
Especially for you.
I know, right? Yeah, I've been pretty like...
And you do know these are one of the twins, right?
I know. Yeah. I know, and I hated that I liked it so much. But the way it was, it's a half leather, half, what would you say, like navy silk draped dress, kind of high-low thing going on. And the leather, the way the leather was cut just fit her perfectly, and the way it was draped and everything. It looked so expensive. It looked just like a very like Givenchy, very, very nice. Oh, I just loved it. And super evil as well. Like it totally had a dark side to it, because we do have to keep in mind whether the outfit is supposed to be good or evil, and this totally read that to me. What do you guys think about it?
I think the only thing I would change on it is maybe make the leather skirt just a little bit longer so it looks more cohesive with the long part of the dress, but that's about it.
I think I'd get rid of that long piece in the back and just keep it short. Yeah.
Really?
I like the juxtaposition, personally.
I think she did a great job with the leather and the combination, but I think I just see myself wearing this out, you know, on the night in the town and just wearing that leather. Shorter. Yeah.
Ooh, I see wearing and this to like legs. a award show or something. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. I just thought it was like nice. Super like... Charlize Theron, just like, you know, kind of like
I can see that.
Badass lady in it.
I think the leather does read evil. Yeah, that's like the ultimate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, these pictures don't do it justice, but it is tailored so well and just totally surprised me, because this is someone that we haven't really been seeing great looks from.
I'm surprised they're still here, to be honest. Yep. But I guess this is why.
Lots of draping with these two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the most part. So, what did you give this? How many stars did it rate in your book?
I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 3.
Might oh, no. Is it just because of who made it?
No.
I tried to set that aside. I know. You know it's hard for me to give this outfit 5 stars.
I know, and it was hard for me to give this a 3 because of who made it. But I think I want to see. Enough. I want to see a little bit more of her. Okay. Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up, we have Kintaro's outfit, which I would describe as a little waify. I know people were liking it. The other contestants liked it, and the judges liked it a lot. I was only able to give this 3 stars. It did look a little like... It looked good. Definitely looked like they were on the good side of things. But it... I don't know. I mean, it didn't even actually look good. She just looks poor. I don't know. Man, I think that's... What do you think?
It definitely looks effortless because the pieces that are kind of falling, but I see a tank top underneath the dress.
Like, yeah,
it looks
like pretty a much a slip dress.
Yeah, so it looks like there wasn't much effort put into that part. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't look like he made it. It looks like it's something that you actually wear under, like, a dress shirt or, like,
so you think it looks like undergarments.
Yeah, that part does. But I see the artistry in the rest of the dress, though. And I'm actually a little impressed on how he was able to pull that part off.
Yeah, he does have a way of making kind of, like, dumpy things look a little more ethereal than the other designers.
Yeah. Very classical. You can definitely see his music side come out in his clothing and the structure of it as well. The only thing is just he either sticks with black or white.
Oh, yeah.
And now he added some pink, but it's not that pink. It's more of a white, like a low tone of a pink.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to see him do something a little bit different with color.
Right.
But overall, I think I gave this one a 3 as well.
I did give it a 3.
I think this would have kind of gone... I'm going to say this a bunch of times tonight, but I think this would have gone a little better maybe in last week's challenge, the sleepwear challenge. Okay. I don't know. It's kind of like a...
It's not really a compliment.
...waify little nighty... Well, you thought it looked like underclothes, so
I did.
Way you got to go. Yeah. Next up, we've got Margarita, which I found this dress a little boring, but very flattering. I think it was just because I'm not into the fabric. This dress is a deep V, showing some major cleavage, and have thick feathers on the shoulders, off-scenting that, with a really long slit in the front, which I thought suited her really well, too.
Yeah.
What were your initial impressions? Yeah.
I like the feathers on the end. The only thing about the material is I don't really like the spots.
I didn't
the little
either.
Dots on
no,
it.
No,
like
it looked old.
Yeah.
To me.
And if it would have just been like a solid color, I think it would have been better. But I do like how she wears it and the structure of it, and also that it looks very comfortable. She looked very comfortable in it.
Look at those tatas.
Yeah.
They're like, hello, runway.
Yeah, you gotta flaunt them.
You gotta if you have them.
What about you, Hannah?
I think it would have looked more expensive if it was more of a solid color, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But she definitely accentuated her figure on the top, but not necessarily her waist. I feel like she could have done a little bit more there.
Mm.
I personally just don't like that draping at all on anything. Like,
okay.
I've tried on things like that, and I feel not cute at all. But maybe that's just a personal thing.
I think this is probably for, like, the bust-heavy woman.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly. But I still think that it would have looked better on her if it was accentuating her hips a little bit more. But I do like the feathers, and for someone who was crying about not being sure... I feel she did a really good job.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have liked to seen this maybe in like a black silk instead of this like knit looking thing.
Yes.
It just, the knit made it look like, I don't know, kind of like you go to a funeral. Like not in a, not like a powerful way. Just more like, I don't know.
A sad way.
I have to add Olga on our live chat. She
says, she's always knocking
it off. Hey, I'll just say, the way Margarita's dress fits the model's chest. It looks like a generous cleavage and more like she's in the process of taking it off.
Because it's slip a little bit.
Yeah. This one's got
bra.
Kind of a playful nighty feel, not like a nighty you'd actually wear to bed with those feathers.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I gave it 3 stars because I think it just, you know, it was fine. Not anything overwhelming, not anything really underwhelming. Next up, we have an outfit that I feel, I don't know, I saw something different than everyone else, I guess. This is Brandon's look. We don't have the best picture of it, but we've got a, we have got a photo of the main details of the outfit. Brandon's outfit, I described this as an insane asylum escape artist. Got a really going high low with the cropped shirt. It goes over the bust and then kind of drapes down a little more in the back. And then we've got these overall dress made out of like,
It's getting intense in here.
I'm like, how do I describe this? But the material looked very much like a silk knit that you would have for a dress tie. And it's very much that pattern too.
Yeah.
And it's got piping on the sleeves and it's got these ribbons that are the same pattern, but they're not the same color. One's pink, one's like a tannish off pink. Like it. Nina Garcia really liked it.
She did.
And she was just bumped up to L magazine this week as their new head of fashion. I think creative director, I could be wrong on that, but I think she's now the creative director of L. So her opinion means something, but I don't know. If you saw this person, would you run away from them, or would you try to help them, or would you say, wow, that is really fly?
I mean, I do see the artistry in it. The side boob was executed perfectly, and for the model to say that she usually doesn't like showing her side boob, and she actually felt great in it, that definitely says a lot. Yeah. But if he would just shorten the sleeves, that would make such a big difference. But the thing that I think bothered me the most was the back strap. I think
it looked flimsy though.
It didn't look expensive or thick or nice. It was just like a little ribbon that the rest of the dress was hanging off of that could gone bad at any moment.
It reminded me of like some jeans and like a Hot Topic that would have like bonded straps.
Yeah.
Something I'd have bought when I was like 14 years old. I don't know.
Might be
dating myself right now.
No. I was trying to like think what red carpet would this look good in?
Right.
And I was like just trying to figure it out and I can't.
It's because you wouldn't want to wear it on a red carpet.
But I feel like that's what they were kind of going for. Very like,
it's supposed to go on a princess,
I thought. It's evening wear.
You know? It's definitely not evening wear, actually. When you do put it that way, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's got major Kanye West vibes to me.
Yeah.
All of his stuff.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what they warmed him on is, like, you can't keep doing the same look over and over again. You gotta switch it up next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I gave this one star, and I typically want to give Brandon a little more. I feel like his stuff is kind of innovative because he's coming from a different background doing menswear and trying to work that into women's, but I just did not like it this week. What about you ladies?
I gave it a 3.
Generous.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 as well.
Ooh, also generous. Well, just my opinion, but
I mean, everybody else loved it. They were just rave about his stuff.
They like his stuff. That's true. Yeah.
Just because it's
Heidi likes
so
to see
different.
Him smile.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Heidi, she's so funny.
Who doesn't like to see him smile?
He all is, the models. Yeah.
I liked the white part of it, which you can't see in this picture. Yeah. But I thought that was fun. Nice. But still, something I feel like you get at H&M Vogue 21. I don't know.
I feel like he's
or maybe in a few months.
Oh, God.
Ahead of the curve here. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, next up, we have an outfit that... Oh, what do you want to say about this?
You didn't like it? This is Michael's, right?
Oh. Whoa. Sorry, we're out of order here in my book.
Like, yeah, I was
sorry,
like,
no,
wait.
Yeah, oh, sorry. I have this written down in a different way. Yeah. I feel like this outfit should have been made last week.
No, this is not Michael's.
Wait.
This is...
this is Samantha's.
This is Samantha's.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was going crazy. Yeah, this is Samantha's look, which is just all kinds of crazy. It's got zippers and knits and like tribal woven.
Who knows what? That.
Yeah, it looks like very, very, like, it looks like a vintage fabric that had come from the 70s.
It looked old, period.
It did look old. It looked like something that I would see at Forever 21 and no one would buy it and it would go to the clearance rack and then I would go buy it and I would never pick it up.
Like,
you'd never buy it. Yeah, or that too. Like, I feel bad saying it because she seems really nice, but I don't like this at all. Like, it makes me cringe.
The bottom, I was just like, ooh. Like, it started from the top, and then it showed going all the way down towards the bottom, and I was like, ooh, and then got to that point, and I was like, no.
The bottom is definitely blob-like.
It would have saved it, I think, if she kept it consistent.
Yeah.
And then didn't make the hem so awkward and just make it more cohesive and flow as, like, one dress, since there's already so much going on.
And she kept on pulling it up, too.
That is a lose-lose. Yeah.
Well, she was having a lot of problems with the chest right before going onto the runway. And if you could see the model standing there, it was just kind of like deflated. Into she didn't
have. We're like in Singrena.
Yeah, you are. She didn't have any bust at all. And yes, she was having to pull it up. Seemed like there needed to be some sort of something. Yeah, like a wire or like a bodice, like corset kind of thing for. For something heavy, like a zipper and those, like, old couch-like fabrics that we had going
Thick
on. Couch-like. I actually wanted to like it. I thought it was neat, the idea of it. Okay. But for it to use such heavy materials, definitely needs some, like, structure boning or something. Mm-hmm. Because she couldn't. It was more like a skirt than a dress. It just kept falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes, the bottom was a big problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know
was.
What you really call that. It's like a cinched at the knee and kind of bubble. It's almost like a bubble skirt. It's like kinda, bubbly like at the bottom.
Mermaid. Yeah, I, don't know, like I was thinking like mermaid style.
Bubble.
Like a mermaid bubble.
Yeah,
but like
it's like
not
a whole
finished.
New thing.
Yeah,
it's
not
like
finished.
Something
yeah.
we haven't seen before for a reason. How many stars did you gals give this look?
I have two written down, but I'm gonna put one. I don't
know. Oh, you're changing your score. I don't
Am
know
I
if
allowed
that's
to
what,
do that?
It is now.
Okay. Yeah, I give it a one as well.
Oh,
yeah. So we are in one.
I gave this a three just because I could tell it took a lot of work.
You're very nice.
If it had been boned. If it had been boned and, like, fit her, I think it would have been interesting, except for the bottom. Just gotta get rid of that. Just cut it off, leave it there, like, leave it at that length, right at the shin, I think. Because, I don't know, I think with all that, it could be, like, more of a expensive, kind of like a Cavalli type of, like, boho look.
Cavalli. A little boho.
Okay.
Yeah, boho, a boho look. Totally. But I also see this, like, on my friend's mom, who's, like, 6 years old. But she's, like, a cool mom. She has, like, a nose ring, and, like, she's,
she's
nice
not a regular
body.
Mom. Yeah, that's a cool mom.
Yeah, I see her. It is kind of old. And I didn't find anything evil about it.
True.
Not very menacing outfit. Those zippers are probably the toughest thing in it. But
yeah, the zippers, I feel like, is what cheapened it, though. Fortunately.
Yeah.
Kind of homely colors.
Very, yeah. I just, no.
Well, I guess I'm going to be the nice guy tonight.
You are so
What is going on?
I don't know. Well,
it's weird.
All right, we'll put everything back in its rightful order. Next up, we have Erin's outfit.
Okay.
Which I gave no stars.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is the first time this year I've given no stars. And it looked like a pinata after someone beat it up. Like,
At least he admitted that it wasn't his best work. It, to me, it kind of looks like
I don't think anyone could have said, y'all ain't seeing what I'm seeing. Like, this is way beyond, like, taste differences. This is just purely.
It's a catastrophe.
I mean, it's hard to even really talk about because next to all the other stuff, like, they put, like, clothes down the runway. And this is not.
This
very
is a, wearable
this is a
at
joke.
All.
Yeah. This is like a total joke costume.
Yeah.
Like, as Heidi or Nina that said it looked like a literal child made it, like put it together.
I think it was Heidi.
It was Heidi.
Yeah.
I feel like just a bunch of streamers that are like sewed to an unfinished raw line jumpsuit.
He was so in his head about this whole challenge.
Yeah.
So once, you know, he started developing it a little bit more, I was kind of getting excited because he's like, screw this, I'm just going to be myself and I'm going to do it.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, great, we're going to see something. And then all of a sudden I see this walk down the runway and I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, what you're wearing is so much better than what she is wearing.
She kind of looks inside out, doesn't she?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Wearing her insides on her outside. It's just all hangy, flappy. It's not even tacked down. There are parts that are just like 90-degree angles that are just hanging out of this outfit. So I don't really know if you want to call it an outfit. I call it like a covering. I gave the zero stars. Did you guys give it anything?
No.
I
gave it zero.
I gave it zero as well.
I don't think so.
Yeah, zero stars.
Pretty sad.
The model is very honest about it, too.
Yeah, she was
like,
was.
In the model cam, she's like, I feel uncomfortable. This is not what I wanted to wear.
And we have to mention that when she was coming back down the runway, the shoulder strap broke. And then you get to see her in the confessional just talking with it, like, just hanging there.
Yes. I feel like it was off the whole time, though, right? It was never really attached on one
side,
when
I thought. She
maybe
out,
when she turned around, it just flapped. So I noticed it. Maybe it didn't pop all the way. Yeah. But it looked like it had just broken. And let's be real. Yeah. That was a piece of satin ribbon.
Yeah.
That wasn't trim. That wasn't... It wasn't,
was nothing.
It was a piece of flimsy satin ribbon.
Yeah.
Yep. The taste level on this is totally off. Wrong show.
Yeah. This
is
not
Project Runway Junior.
Project Kindergarten.
Project Kindergarten.
I know. All right. Well, next up we've got Michael's look, which my biggest problem with this.
You have a problem with this?
Yes, I did, because I didn't feel like he did much sewing.
Okay.
It's like he got some doilies and he found a way to drape it on her body that looked really well, and it only had one seam in it.
But isn't that also amazing? What's amazing about this dress is the fact that he was just able to drape it in a way that made it look like it wasn't draped.
Like, I agree.
It just all worked together.
I gave
together.
It 3 stars because I thought, you know, it looked fine. I thought it didn't look bad. It wasn't anything that, like, wowed me that I, like, never seen before. But it looked like lingerie. It looked like it would have been better in last week's challenge to me again. it's just, I mean, do you know a woman that would feel comfortable wearing that anywhere other than, like, Gigi Hadid?
Yeah.
Really? I felt like it was very, it's like very see-through. There's like,
but that's
very
amazing.
I don't hate me, but I see Beyonce wearing this. Is that too bold to say?
I could see that. No, I could see like someone with that kind of style wearing that. Yeah.
It's like, it has a matronly feel, but it's also very sexy.
It's very music video. Very music video.
It's everything.
It's everything in life.
It's everything.
Was this your favorite look, Monte?
This was actually one of my favorite looks. Yeah.
Okay.
I really like this look. And the fact, like, her as a model, Lyris, I think I'm saying her name right.
Yeah.
She knows how to work that runway. And the way that everything was designed to fit her, that's what I think I love the most.
Well, Hannah and I have been throwing shade at Lyris.
I know.
Ever since she said she was the Naomi Campbell of the plus size
she
modeling
is.
World.
I don't know. She doesn't come across as very humble.
Anyone that's going to tell you, I am the this of that, they're not any of it.
Just let someone else say that about you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. For
well,
sure.
I am.
She's very pretty, though.
I'm on her team, so.
Team Lyris.
I'm Team Lyris.
Yeah, I just thought a lot of designers did a lot more work, like, in regards to, like, sewing. Like, when you think of Samantha and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
If you compare it to that,
and then that, you've got one seam. And then the cape is just, like, here's the sheet of lace, and you can wear that as your cape. I put some feathers on it. Just not a lot went into it. But, yes, it did look... That's the best we've seen Lyris look so far this competition.
What did you think about the feathers? Did you think
I thought that's what made it look kind of boudoir or music video like was the feathers
I agree.
The whole
Beyonce.
Sheerness of it. I just thought it was I can't imagine ever seeing a woman in LA walk down the street wearing this unless it was to like a red carpet or something.
Yeah.
It because I feel like anyone would think, why didn't you take your teddy off before, you know, like, you left the house?
I think it looks very elegant.
I'm just trying to make you guys say this looks like a knight, and you're not going to do it.
No. Beyonce has worn feathers on the red carpet before.
Yeah, and that headpiece, too. So...
Yeah.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Beyonce, we got a look for you. Hey, yeah. Just take a
yeah. Look please wear this for me.
Next up, we have got Amy. And this is another look I think would have been way more appropriate last week. This looks like a caterpillar crawled into its cocoon. And
oh, man.
Kind of is coming out of it.
I just, the biggest thing about this for me is the V in the front was off center. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was cut wrong. I don't know, but it should have been like separate pieces, maybe, but it just looks a little unfinished.
I'm finding it hard to pay any attention to the dress at all. Mm-hmm. It's more like the cocoon sweater thing for me. I thought it looked okay when it was zipped, but when she unzipped it just looked kind of like something you'd get at a thrift store. Just, you know, like something, like one of those old shrugs, you know, those old drapey, droppy shrugs.
Like one of those sleeping blankets that you can wear.
Like a snuggie.
A snuggie.
I don't know.
It does look comfortable.
If you guys are out there and you're not in the podcast and you're actually watching this, do you get snuggie vibes from this outfit? If you do, let Maite know, because I think we got major snuggie vibes from this. Get it in any color.
In a good way, though. Mm-hmm. In a good way.
In a good way? Okay.
In a comfortable good way. Sorry, okay. I should be more specific.
I don't know. This is kind of like a Mary-Kate Olsen kind of outfit.
Without the color, though.
Like, yeah, the dress, no. Yeah. Just the top. But
yeah.
I gave it 2 stars just because the girl made it out there.
True.
And everything was sewed up together.
I think it has a lot of potential still, though, because there is something pretty going on there with the colors. But again, I think it would be better as just the dress or just the...
Yeah.
A cover-up.
One or the other.
Yeah. I like the back of the dress.
To me, that's where I got, like, the butterfly cocoon thing that's, like, busting out. Because it's got this weird strip of,
rainbow?
Like, pink and yellow and red in the back. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I like the back of the drape thing on top. And then I like the back
You don't even know what to call
it. No, I don't know what to call it. And then I like the back as well of the dress.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't really give much thought to the back of the dress.
Yeah.
But I would like to see this with a different dress on under the floppy thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
Maybe something that's more sheer.
How many stars did you give this outfit?
1.
Okay.
That was very nice.
Okay. I thought you sound like you liked it a little more knighted.
Yeah, I guess not.
When you really think about it. Yeah. What about you?
I gave it 2.
2 stars? Mm-hmm.
Just 2 stars.
Same. Well, next up, we have a look that was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. It had all kinds of lace and little beading accessories. Looked very much like an evil Disney queen, you know, when she's in like her house outfit, not when she's like in her lair, you know, with horns and a crown. Yes. It looks like what she's wearing at home.
Yeah, I love this. This was by far my favorite. I think she nailed it, and I'm kind of upset that the judges didn't put her in the top.
I'm upset about that too. This was one of my favorites.
Shocked.
That's how I felt about Sean's outfit. I mean, we don't like her. None of us like her. We've already decided that she's not invited on the show. But that was such a cool outfit for me. Yeah. Oh my god, I loved it. Just loved it. And I thought it should have been in the top. And yeah, I thought this should have been in the top as well.
The cutouts were so amazing. I know it's kind of hard to tell in this photo, but the cutouts on her hips were so perfect. And then the lace over. And then there was like a beading that just laid
it
so
it kind of looked
perfectly.
Like a rosary that you'd have like tucked in. Looked very like... old school, don't mess with this, like, head witch kind of lady.
Yeah. Right.
And I like how she flipped it from instead of being the inside to the outside, as Tim suggested.
That was
It just gave it more definition. So
that was a good...
good call.
Good call. There are a lot of times when you just do something like Margarita did. She just put it on backwards, and then it looked better. Yeah, it's crazy how things end up like that. The big problem I had with this was taking a picture of it. Like, that model was galloping down the runway. She's going really fast. Yeah.
It flowed really nicely, too.
Yeah.
And then she gave us this over the shoulder.
Yeah. Her hair and makeup look amazing.
Yeah, for the full look. Yeah. This was just a whole head-to-toe good look. I think they must have left the JCPenney accessories on.
That's why we're giving it five stars.
We're not seeing many accessories used on the models this season, by the way.
No,
we're not seeing a lot.
Yeah, I was looking for some. I was looking for that, because in the beginning, maybe it was two episodes ago, Tim wore them.
Yeah. Only Samantha. We've
seen a couple brooches.
Yeah. Samantha had a necklace on. Samantha's model, she had a necklace on this time, and that was it.
Yep.
Well, I gave this 4 stars just because I liked Sean's better.
Okay.
I really liked her.
Jeez, what is going on today?
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a 5 for me.
5 for me as well.
Well, next up, we got another no-star outfit.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This one was confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is Ayana's. Yeah.
This looked
like Cinderella before the ball to me.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Cinderella doesn't even want to wear this.
No. She's like, I threw this back in the scullery.
I will say, pockets are always a plus. And people, like, I feel like a lot of designers don't put pockets for, I'm sure, various reasons. But whenever I see pockets, there has to be some credit.
When you got a potato sack, you might as well have an opening in it.
Okay.
The bottom of this dress, it just was not cohesive. It was shabby chic, but it was way more shabby than chic.
Yeah. And the flowers, she had them placed, like, those red-orange ones, she had them placed around the skirt of the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as it came down the runway, I saw that they had... It looked like they had fallen to the bottom of the dress. I couldn't tell if they were supposed to be like that or not.
I don't know what she was doing, why she was doing it. They had netting on the bottom. You can't even see in this picture.
Yeah.
For you podcasters, it's basically just a lace top up to the hips, and then just a tiered... layers of brown, sheer, just weirdness.
It doesn't look pretty colors at all.
Maybe like, you think of like Jert, and when I'm looking at the lace, I'm like, don't get the lace dirty. I don't know. It just looks like it's like having like a pile of dirt next to a bunch of lace. Like,
she has this thing about putting these applications of lace into her work, and I just keep seeing it so much on her stuff.
Yeah.
That she produces.
Yeah, it's like her go-to. Maybe that's easy for her.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know how you would save this.
Mm.
Maybe if it was just a shirt.
Oh, I can actually see
that. Just like a lace shirt. Nothing.
A
long sleeve, basic.
Well, let's be honest. How would you save it?
I probably wouldn't have. But
I do see...
that there's potential in the top, just not the bottom.
Yeah, she's really good at form-fitting stuff.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, you know, she could have taken out all the colors, made it one cohesive color, left the mesh in the skirt, and then put in something else underneath that mesh that was
more cohesive. If she's going to work with, like, these weird colors and wants to include the lace, I don't know why she didn't work with dye. I feel like the designers haven't really been utilizing dye this season as much as they could.
Yeah, Tim brought that up too.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing a little bit of like, not even dip dye, but like, you know, like the rainbowy kind of like ethereal stuff, but we're not really... I love things that are dyed like matchy-matchy. Like, I like that stuff. Some people don't, but I think it makes it look more... like expensive, like a set, like a fat, like a like you bought
more
like
detailed.
The entire thing. Yeah,
I agree. I could see that.
It's easy to get carried away and just do too much.
Yeah.
She did too much here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She should have gone back to the drawing board because I don't see this being good.
No, I gave it a 0.
I gave it a 0 too.
Yep.
There's no saving.
It's not a good look.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Which... everyone was ranting and raving about this look. I thought it was great, too, but I would have wanted to see it in solid black.
Really?
Oh.
Solid black,
I like this material, and I like the color as well.
Here we've got, like, a body jumpsuit with a It's backless. It's got a peplum. It's got ruffles on the chest, ruffles on the sleeves.
Open back.
Very, very like modern dandy feel to it.
It's very pretty. It's executed really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a little too costumey, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I see that in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look kind of like a bad person in a play.
Yeah.
But I really felt like if that was black, oh my gosh. You see Kris Jenner in it. You see Kim Kardashian in it. You'd see, like, you know, almost anybody. You see Dove Cameron in it.
Yeah. I could see her in it. Yeah. And now that you like mention it being on all black again, I can picture it, and I agree. I do agree with you on that, because there was a lot going on, and that I think is what made it look so costumey was the color.
I think the crinkles too.
Yeah,
that made it feel a little
costumey.
Maybe dated, kind of like 80s fabric. Just look a little. Something you don't see used much.
Yeah.
Right now, at least. But yeah, this was such a good look. I gave it a four stars. I would just have loved to... If it would have been in black, I would have given it 5 stars.
Okay. I gave it 5 stars.
Ooh! Yeah, is this your favorite look of the night?
This is one of my favorite looks of the night.
What's your other favorite?
I liked... What's...
Botany's
Michael's was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But definitely this is one of my favorites. And I like how she switched it up and gave her pants instead. And they look very fitted on her. And she just rocked it.
Yeah, to make a dress, to make that peplum hit the ground would have been, like, super expected, I think. And would have looked kind of, like, old-timey, like, evil stepmother.
Yeah.
And the pants really elevated this design a lot.
Definitely. Well, and open back.
We've only got one left. Ew. One design left tonight, which is Claire's outfit. This one. Ugh, I was...
Oh, man.
Did you like this one?
I thought this looked like a kid Cinderella costume from Party City.
I thought it was like a teenage Cinderella. Like, it's a little bit underdone, maybe, and a little bit too young, and it's definitely too literal.
It's like a Mommy and Me outfit.
It definitely, the colors, I will give her that. Those are such Disney princess colors.
Yes.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm,
it looked like the fabric looked cheap. It looked like something you'd get at a craft store.
Yes.
And I don't know, it was just kind of like a crappy version of Kentaro's outfit almost.
Yeah. And I know Nina Garcia, she said that. She has seen this look so many times on the show, and that's never a good thing to be told.
It's just very waify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Has Zach posed and said, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
It needs some bibbidi bobbidi boo. It needs some
bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and she just keeps doing these, like
overlays.
Fluffy, slinky, ugly
princessy, very princessy type.
Yeah, it's a little bit too simple.
It just doesn't. Well, we know she likes Katy Perry, so yeah, it looks like something like.
Oh yeah.
But I haven't figured out her style yet. Yeah, that's one of the things.
One
like
of the judges
I don't think she has style.
Oh
I
man.
I think that's the problem.
Shade.
You guys know I'm not a fan of the twins. It pained me to like Sean's outfit the most tonight. It really did.
Yeah, this one is not. But you know what? Claire thinks that she didn't deserve to be in the bottom too.
Yes, at the end of the episode, she said she was not about to thank the judges for saving her butt because she had nothing to
be
sad about.
Yeah,
she did a good, great job.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I think she's got her drunk goggles on.
I think I would have liked it more if she would have taken that top fabric and somehow made a pattern on top of the tulle there and intertwined it.
We've never even seen her make a pattern like that, though, you know?
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
It kind of looks like my little cousin, like a little nightie with a tutu over it. That's the other size. I don't know. It's just... Oh, when you look at it that way.
Yeah.
This is for ages 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Whoa, my
God. Oh, my God. This is so awesome.
Her ghost must be coming to you right now and snatching her headphones.
Maybe I am throwing out way too much heat tonight because I just felt a little ghost pull my headphones off. Oh my gosh. Well, the top three tonight ended up being Brandon, Kenya, and Michael. And the bottom three ended up being Claire, Samantha, and Aaron. What did you think? Who would you have put in your top three? Because this definitely would not have been my top three.
My top three would have been definitely Batani's, Kenya, or as well...
I did agree with Kenya. I would have kept her there in the top. That totally deserved that.
Yeah. I was surprised that Yana's outfit was safe.
I feel like she should have been in the bottom.
I do too. Yeah. I think she was probably skating on the edge of that.
Yeah.
I really liked Botany's outfit and I really liked Kenya's outfit. But as you know, Sean's my favorite.
Same here.
And
love her.
just love her.
Just love her.
And as for the bottom three, we had Claire, Samantha, and Aaron, which I don't think that was really a surprise to anyone. I think we were all pretty good with the judges' decision on that. And I agreed with them letting Aaron go tonight, but if I'd have been put in the same situation as them, I would have said... Clearly, this is the worst outfit tonight, for sure.
Yeah.
But she's just doing the same thing over and over, and we're still not liking it. We're not going to like it next week if we didn't like it last week.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe give him... Because they do that sometimes. They'll give someone a chance. They're like, you know, this really is, like, the worst of their worst, you know? Like, let's give them another chance. But I understood it, but I would have let Claire go. Because it would have also been nice to see the dynamic without the other twin.
Right.
Maybe it could be more balanced in the workroom. Because I'm sure it's really frustrating for all of them.
Yeah, I agree as well. And the fact that I was literally at the edge of my seat towards the end. Because I was just like, oh my god, like, please tell me she's going home. And then they were like, no, she's safe. I was like, no!
You did. You were really invested in that.
I was. That small portion. But I don't know. We still have, remember in the very beginning, there was like that sneak peek of like
cheating somewhere going on in the panel.
So I think it has to do with one of those two.
That's what I'm waiting for. The way it's going with the way the show so far has been produced. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're showing us like this unfairness that's going to all come to a head at some point. Well, Brandon took the cake tonight, and I was very shocked. What about the two of you?
I didn't expect him to win. I think he did a good job, but I definitely think that Botany or maybe Kenya or Michael should have.
Yeah.
I would have thought him more as being safe. I wasn't expecting them to pay much attention to it.
Me too.
It reminded me a lot of the outfit he did in the first challenge.
Yeah. Especially since he's been doing the same sort of thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like not very inventive.
Well, any predictions? Have you guys changed? I know you love Kenya.
I do.
Have you changed your mind at all?
I'm starting to like a little bit more Botany's stuff. So I'm excited to see what she'll come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like her style is developing a little bit more. So I think my eye is out for her.
What about you?
Yeah, I agree with Botany. And I kind of see one of the twins going home soon.
I don't think they're going to put up with it for much longer.
Yeah.
I'm still rooting for Kenya, but I'm going to give Sean a little more attention than I have been.
Okay. I can't believe it's just, this is happening
I know.
Is going on?
It's hard with her doppelganger running around screaming all the time, like with her hair on top of her head.
Yeah.
But she has potential. I look at her in a different way tonight,
with that
dress. It showed a taste level that we had not seen from her before.
That I would agree with,
punk rock. Like painted leather and crap like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It's been great spending our Thursday evening with you. And be sure to come back next week and we'll be doing the same thing. But afterwards, we'll also be covering all of the Emmys fashions.
Woo-hoo!
Same panel. Hopefully, Michelle will be with us next week.
Yes.
So tell everybody where they can find you online.
Hey, I'm Hannah B. You can find me at Hannah B.E.E. Tucker.
Hey, everyone. You can find me at MaitheCurillo_.
And you can find me at Michael X Shirley on Instagram and Twitter. And check out my blog at ilovemichaelshirley.com. Thank you guys so much for watching. And check out AfterBuzzTV.com for way more after shows. We've got you covered on pretty much every angle. Until next week. Bye, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.